请我们翻到哈巴谷书。
Let us turn to Habakkuk.
我们来读第一章，第一节开始。
Let's start in chapter 1, verse 1.
先知哈巴谷所得的默示。
The oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw.
他说，耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？
How long, O Lord, will I call for help and you will not hear?
我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。
I cry out to you violence, yet you do not save.
你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？
Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness?
毁灭和强暴在我面前。
Yes, destruction and violence are before me.
又起了争端和相斗的事。
Strife exists and contention arises.
因此律法放松，公理也不显明。
Therefore the law is ignored and justice is never upheld.
恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out perverted.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶和华说，你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇。
Look among the nations, observe.Be astonished, wonder.
因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
Because I am doing something in your days, you would not believe if you were told.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
他对我说，将这默示明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读。
Then the Lord answered me and said,Record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run.
因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。
For the vision is yet for the appointed time, it hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come, it will not delay.
第四节。
Verse 4.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。
Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right with him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
先知哈巴谷的祷告，调用琉璃歌。
A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet according to Shigonoth.
耶和华，我听见你的名声，就惧怕。
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear.
耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.
在这些年间显明出来，在你发怒的时候，以怜悯为念。
In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们再来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and we come before your presence.
是你的恩典召聚我们在这里。
Your grace has gathered us before you.
我们要把我们的荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give you all glory and adoration to you.
我们仰望你在这个聚会里面对你的儿女们说话。
We look to you to speak to your children.
特别在这个时候。
Especially during these times.
有一些话是你对我们说的。
There are some words you have to us.
虽然我们是空手的来，叫我们能够饱满的回去。
Though we come empty-handed, may you let us leave with our hands full.
虽然这是一卷很熟悉的书。
Even though this is a familiar chapter.
但是我们求你借着哈巴谷书再对我们说话。
May you once again speak to us through the book of Habakkuk.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.我们知道这一次靠主的恩典，我们一同来看哈巴谷书。
By the Lord's grace, we are here to look at the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书是分成三章。
Habakkuk has been divided into three chapters.
但是每一章都有一个很重要的字。
But there is one important word in every chapter.
那第一章，先知哈巴谷所得的默示。
The first is the oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw.
这个与默示在原文就是负担 burden.
And in the ancient text, it is burden.
所以我们从读哈巴谷书是从负担开始的。
So we read this by starting with a burden.
神有些话要让先知哈巴谷书传递出去。
There are some words that the Lord wants the prophet Habakkuk to spread.
所以神把他的话就放在哈巴谷里面。
So he placed his word in Habakkuk.
就成为哈巴谷心中的一个重量。
And it became a burden in him.
那这个负担一直等到他靠着主的恩典能够卸下来，他才完全得到释放。
And by the Lord's grace, he did not be set free until this burden was let down.
所有为主说话的人都要记得一件事。
All those who speak for the Lord must remember one thing.
你能为主说话，是因为主把一个重量放在你的身处。
You can speak for the Lord because he has placed a burden on you.
所以每一次当为主说话的时候，
So whenever you speak for the Lord,
就是你把心中主所给你的负担是完全卸下来的。
You have to fully release the burden that the Lord has placed on your heart.
所以我们知道哈巴谷第一章就给我们看见哈巴谷心中有一个负担。
So we see in chapter 1 that Habakkuk has a burden.
到了第二章，这个负担就变成异象。
And in the second chapter, this burden becomes a vision.
所以在中文虽然也用漠视这个字，但是你知道它原文是异象，就第二节。
In verse 2, the original text says the vision.
他对我说，将这异象明明地写在板上。
The Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets.
使读的人容易读。
That the one who reads it may run.
所以这个意象需要让人能读的。
So this is a vision that can be read.
而且容易读。
And is easy to read.
容易读就容易懂。
And if it is easy to read, it is easy to understand.
所以你看第一章是负担。
So chapter 1 is the burden.
第二章就变成意象。
In chapter 2, it becomes a vision.
你自己看见了。
You have seen it for yourself.
叫别人也要看见。
And you cause other people to see it too.
所以第三节，哈巴谷又重复这句话，因为这异象有一定的日期。
So Habakkuk again says in verse 3, for the vision is yet for the appointed time.
那么这个异象和时间有关系的。
So this vision is related to time.
神心中有个一定的日期。
God has a specific time in his heart.
而这个一定的日期不是一次、两次、三次、好几次的。
It is not just one or two times, but many.
而每一次都和这个意象有关系。
And every time it is related to the vision.
因着时间往前推进。
As time moves forward.
所以你看见一次又一次，一个一定的日期又一定的日期。
So you see that every time is specified.
所以你得着意象，又得着意象，又得着意象。
So you see vision after vision.
起头的意象模糊一点。
At first, the vision may be a little cloudy.
但是慢慢等一等，那个意象就开始很清晰。
But after a while, the vision becomes very clear.
那么这个意象到底是什么呢？
So what is this vision?
只有一句话。
There's one word.
就是第二章第四节。
In verse 4.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人因信得胜。
Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right with him.Within him, but the righteous will live by faith.
这就是那个意象。
This is the vision.
这可以说是整卷哈巴谷书的灵魂。
This is the soul of the book of Habakkuk.
最重要的一节圣经。
The most important verse.
因为这给我们看见不只是哈巴谷的意象。
Because here we see it is not only Habakkuk's
vision. 也应该是我们的意象。
It should also be our vision.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
在新约圣经里面，
In the New Testament,
他用两卷书来解释这个意象。
There are two books that explain this vision.
一个是罗马书，还有一个就加拉太书。
One is Galatians and one is Romans.
所以你就知道，如果圣经66卷有两卷来解释这一节圣经。
So if there are 66 books in the Bible and two books explain this,
你知道这一节圣经在圣经中有多少的重量。
You know that there must be much weight to this verse.
为什么？因为这是意象。
Why? Because this is a vision.
是你看见的。
It is what you have seen.
也是我看见的。
And it is what we have seen.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
哈巴谷书一共有三章。
There are three chapters in Habakkuk.
先是负担。
First is the burden.
然后是意象。
Then is the vision.
如果你真有意象的话。
If you truly have a vision.
那就第三章哈巴谷的祷告。
Then there should follow the prayer of Habakkuk.
所以明白吗？这个次序很重要。
This order is very important.
先是负担。
First is a burden.
然后意象。
Then a vision.
然后你的祷告是根据你的意象。
And then your prayer is according to the vision.
结果没有想到。 那个祷告在神面前像一首诗一样。
And unbeknownst to him, this prayer is like a song.
就好像诗篇一样 song.
It is like the book of Psalms.
当你读诗篇，你就读到诗篇。
When you read the Psalms, you read these poems.
但当你读到哈巴谷的祷告的时候
，But when you read Habakkuk's prayer,
它像是一首诗一样。
It is like a song.
所以你看见，当你读到诗篇的时候，常常有希拉，希拉，希拉，希拉。
In the book of Psalms, you often see the word Selah.
因为诗篇好像唱歌一样。
Because the Psalms is like singing.
当你唱一首歌的时候
，When you sing a song,
有的地方你需要停一下。
You have to pause.
这就是音乐，就 music 里面那个休止符。
You see the rest symbol in music.
那么到了休止符的时候
，When you see the rest,
那意思就是说你要停一停。
You have to stop.
你要换一口气。
Take a breath.
然后再唱下去。
And continue singing.
所以你如果知道它是个诗篇，你就要看它有没有希拉。
So if you want to know whether or not it's a psalm, look for the word Selah.
这个诗篇不是让我们唱的。
But this is not a psalm for us to sing.
当我们唱到一个地方的时候，我们需要在主面前停下来。
When we get to a point, we have to stop before the Lord.
好像默想一下。
To consider.
好像在主面前听一听他所说的话。
And before the Lord to hear what he has to say.
然后你吸一口气。
You take a breath.
换一口气。
You change a breath.
你再往前去。
And you continue forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是哈巴谷的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is the prayer of Habakkuk.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们许多时候有负担。
Oftentimes we have a burden.
我们也会有异象。
We have a vision.
我们有没有祷告呢？
But have we prayed?
为什么很多的异象只是异象呢？
Why are many visions just a vision?
有异象的人就像做梦的人。
A vision is like someone who dreams.
有的人做梦只是做梦，梦从来没有实现过的。
You have a dream, but it never comes to pass.
我们的梦怎么实现呢？
How does our dream come to pass?
乃是借着我们的祷告。
By our prayer.
是普通每一个祷告都可以吗？不是的。
It is not just any prayer.
那个祷告像一首诗一样。
The prayer must be like a hymn.
所以主如果愿意的话，我们愿意就靠着这个周末，我们一同来看哈巴谷的诗篇。
By the Lord's grace, we will look at the Psalm of Habakkuk.
他能够写这个诗篇
He can write this.
是因为第一章有负担
Because he had a burden in chapter
1. 第二章有异象
In chapter 2, he had a vision.
第三章他就能祷告
And in chapter 3, he could pray.
所以但愿主这一次借着这一次的机会
So may the Lord use this opportunity.
让我们学习怎样祷告
That we can learn how to pray.
不是普通的祷告
Not just the ordinary prayer.
乃是像一个诗一首诗篇那样的祷告。
But one that is like a song.
不止你的心被主的话摸着。
Not only your heart is touched by his word.
你借着诗篇。
But by the song.
你也能感觉到神的心。
You can touch God's heart.
你能够以基督的心为心。
And his heart can become yours.
结果你看见主就听我们的祷告。
And then the Lord hears our prayer.
果然在这些年间就兴起复兴他自己的作为。
And now in these days he has revived his work.
这个祷告祷告好多久了。
This prayer has been prayed for a very long time.
复兴你的作为就是复兴你的工作。
Reviving his work.
我们唱了好多次这样的诗歌，对不对？
We have sung this hymn many times.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
神的工作是什么工作？
What is the Lord's work?
你不懂得第一章就不懂得第二章。
If you don't understand chapter 1,
你不懂第二章，你就不知道那个工作什么工作。
And if you don't know chapter 2, you don't know what his work is.
主是要复兴他的工作。
The Lord will revive his work.
我们普通觉得只要一复兴了。
Oftentimes we think if there's a revival.
本来我们这聚会地方坐不满的。
Originally we could not fill our gathering.
因为复兴的缘故，你看看每一个聚会都是满满满满的。
And because of the revival, the entire congregation is full.
我们说这叫做复兴。
We often call this revival.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
圣经里是有复兴。
There is a revival in the Bible.
但是复兴的不是我们。